Those hoping to pencil in a post-work shuss would do well to take to the mountains this week, with Grouse, Cypress and Seymour expected to receive up to 40 centimeters of snow from Tuesday. Environment Canada has issued weather warnings of strong winds, cold blasts and snow throughout the region. Biting winds from the northeast traveling into the southern sections of Metro Vancouver could drop wind chill values down to a frosty minus 10 C, said Environment Canada meteorologist Alyssa Charbonneau on Monday. It looks like the timing would be snow beginning late in the afternoon and going through tomorrow night. Charbonneau said up to 10 centimeters could fall across lower elevations of Metro Vancouver, with even heavier flurries expected up the sea to sky corridor. At higher elevations, including the Grouse, Seymour and Cypress Mountain ski hills, up to 40 centimeters of snow could fall between Tuesday and Wednesday, she said. It's good news for the ski hills, said Charbonneau. There's a chance for some heavy snow. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Mount Seymour, at Mt. Seymour. While the white, wintry conditions are expected to stay on the mountains as the week goes on, come Wednesday afternoon, most other areas will see the snowfall peter out to rain. There will be another chance of snow Thursday night and into Friday, said Charbonneau, although there is a low certainty over how much will fall. Earlier this season, Vancouver experienced one of its earliest snowfalls on record, with the North Shore ski mountains receiving their first dusting of snow on October 21. And the wider city receiving a flurry shortly after. With the influx of bad weather, Charbonneau recommends travelers and commuters prepare before they take to the roads. It definitely has the making for some messy travel conditions, she said. Mina Kerr-Lazenby is the North Shore News Indigenous and Civic Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative. M. Kerr-Lazenby at nsnews.com, twitter.com/monakerlazenby.